today to be arraigned on federal charges. The most severe, murder through use of a firearm, could come with capital punishment.
The latest immigration-related arrests now include a judge. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
The FBI director on social media has announced the arrest of a local judge in Milwaukee. Her name is Hannah Dugan. Elected about 8 or 9 years ago in Wisconsin. The FBI is alleging that she helped reroute somebody who was in her court who the feds were trying to detain on an immigration issue.
ICE agents later caught up with the man. A lot of moving parts in the Ukraine story. Ukraine's president says Crimea still belongs to Ukraine, not Russia. That comes hours after Time magazine quoted President Trump as saying any possible deal would have to cede Crimea to Russia. Kremlin spokesman says talks between the U.S. and Vladimir Putin were constructive. That was after officials said Ukraine may be responsible for the car bomb that killed a high-ranking official. CBS's Holly Williams.
Russian officials say they have opened a criminal case into the incident. Russian media is also reporting that the device was detonated remotely as General Moskalikht walked past. We cannot confirm those details at this point.
New York has had its first subway murder of the year.
The 38-year-old victim was stabbed at the Brooklyn Bridge City Hall subway stop in downtown Manhattan around 8:30 a.m. Police say a dispute started on the train and then extended onto the platform where the stabbing took place. The suspect then took off. It comes as safety in New York City's transit system has come under intense scrutiny by the federal government. Officials in New York have touted a drop in crime in the transit system, which they say is down 45% compared to right before the pandemic. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Dow is down 66. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind, zero turn, and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police were called to Bowes Elementary last week after an 11-year-old allegedly threatened a classmate with a gun and claims to have thrown it out at an area park. Police didn't find a weapon. The school district has not yet commented. A recount in the Racine County judge race confirmed Jamie McClendon's victory. Incumbent John Fredrickson gained only 8 votes. McClendon will replace Fredrickson August 1st. A 42-year-old Racine man remains in custody after holding a family of 9 hostage during a Tuesday night home invasion. The suspect was shot by officers. Investigations are ongoing. Racine's annual bridge washdowns are scheduled for next week. The State Street Lift Bridge will be closed Tuesday morning. The Main Street Bridge will be closed Wednesday. Detours will be in place as crews clean debris and salt build up from the bridges. The 2025 Racine Post-Prom Motorcade will take place May 17th at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession begins at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and ends with Horlick at 8:50. And students in the universities of Wisconsin system face a nearly 3% increase in housing, food, and other fees starting next semester. It averages out to be about $300 more per student. University officials have not ruled out possible tuition hikes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. It all go back to, you know, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, you know, I knew it was an opportunity, each team. You know, when the Packers came, you know, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, you know, once I got the call, I answered and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player, but he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room. And I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis to open a 3-game weekend series. NBA playoffs. Game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Damp and dreary this afternoon, with rain rolling through and a wind down early this evening. However, high temperatures are stuck to the low 50s with breezy winds out of the north. There's a small chance of some sprinkles tonight, otherwise clearing clouds overnight with a bright and beautiful day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Brewers need a win, and they'll get it tonight against St. Louis. They are playing the Cardinals tonight, pregame starting about 6:45-ish. Hear the whole game, pregame, game, postgame, here on WRJN.
From Radio Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Bread. They did release a few up-tempo songs, and everybody went, hey, wait a minute, you're supposed to be a slow song band, you know? So, and they were very successful at it. I'm Dan Marcus. Very successful, Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion, every single Monday through Friday. If you got a class reunion coming up, we'll talk about it on WRJN. Just let us know the details. Email us at classreunion@wrjn.com and we'll get it on the air and get the word out. Maybe some people who wouldn't hear about your class reunion otherwise. So come to us. We'll help you out best we can. That's classreunion@wrjn.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream treats your taste buds by serving up hot dog creations that are anything but ordinary. Craving a classic Chicago dog or something wild like a mac and cheese dog or a pretzel dog, they've got you covered. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at sunnysidefloristofkenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Mimosa Kringle. O&H's signature orange filling makes it deliciously refreshing. But that's not all. O&H has taken an extra step and made it even better with champagne-flavored icing topped with white chocolate pearls. Be sure to stop in and pick up one this week. And while there, grab a loaf of O&H's Oven Fresh Country French Bread. It's just $4.75 a loaf all this week. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Healthcare Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
WRJN. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love. It's just great balls of fire. Great balls of fire.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN celebrating Friday with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget that's coming up about 1:45-ish later this hour here on WRJN.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh, no. I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
From Sonny and Cher. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on out there in that big bad world. Here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested this morning by the FBI and charged with two federal felonies related to allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest. The judge appeared briefly in federal court this morning but did not comment. Her attorney said she regrets the arrest and denies any wrongdoing. County Executive David Crawley says he supports due process, while Congresswoman Gwen Moore put out a statement expressing concern about federal law enforcement overreach. Racine drivers take note. The annual bridge washdowns are coming.
The State Street and Main Street bridges will be getting swabbed next week. The State Street Lift Bridge will close Tuesday from 8 to noon, with the Main Street Bridge closing the next day. Detours will be posted as crews clear debris and salt buildup. Run times for the Racine Prom are out. The 2025 post-prom motorcade lineup has been announced, with schools from across the area set to participate Saturday, May 17th. It's again being held at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession starts at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and wraps up with Horlick at 8:50. There's info about VIP bleacher tickets and more event details at RotaryPostProm.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
Damp and dreary this afternoon, with rain rolling through and a wind down early this evening. However, high temperatures are stuck to the low 50s with breezy winds out of the north. There's a small chance of some sprinkles tonight, otherwise clearing clouds overnight with a bright and beautiful day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
It's WRJN. It's a 5 o'clock class reunion weekend. See what I did there? WRJN.
Every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 5 o'clock world when the
when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget to boot. That's coming up next as we salute Friday here on WRJN.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Hey Racine. Get in on the action and join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th. Bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
We open the vault door one more time this week. For a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. It's Friday. We celebrate Friday with a song called Friday on My Mind by the Australian group called The Easy Beats. One of the more interesting parts to this story is that one of the Easy Beats, one of the guys who co-wrote this song, is the guitarist for the band, George Young. George, the older brother of Malcolm and Angus Young, who formed AC/DC years later. One of the interesting things about this song for me is how they sing about all the days of the week and no drums until they get to Friday. Because the name of the song is Friday on My Mind, and that's when the drums kick in and the song just takes off. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. Friday on My Mind, the Easy Beats on WRJN.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I'm free.
Australian by way of England with one hit in America, the Easy Beats. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
WRJN. Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Critics hated that song, but I love it. It's just so much fun. I'm Dan Marcus, going to make my way out of here, and not until I remind you, Rick Johnson has got a great Lost 45 tomorrow morning on WRJN. Check it out. I can't tell you anything more than that, except tune in to hear it. And also, Kurt Bowman's 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon. Class of 62.
Walk out. It's a little bit mean.
starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand in mine.
Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain.
Walking hand in hand with the one I love.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where Luigi Mangione has just pleaded not guilty in the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. It comes as federal prosecutors filed a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. CBS's Anna Schechter with more on that argument.
They speak to future dangerousness. So they allege that Mangione presents a future danger because he expressed intent to target an